This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are now into hour number two on this August 2nd, 2019, Friday edition. Owen is taking over live in just a few minutes, and we'll host the rest of the transmission. But I want to just be clear in summation of the last two segments you heard that we're going to combine and post to Infowars.com and NewsWars.com that really needs to get out there so that people understand that people like Sandusky at Penn State and people like Epstein working for the Clintons and others all work for the same organization, compromising groups to control them. It is a private corporate takeover system that is in control of almost every Western intelligence agency. There are a lot of people inside the agencies who call themselves on the light side, the white hats, who've been aware of this for a long time and are very, very upset. But the fact that Epstein has been caught and the fact that this is a major window into this system could bring down this entire private intelligence network that is the enforcement arm of the world government. And the Chi-Coms are openly funding sex operatives as well. They're funding demoralizing us on the whole Hollywood system. And the global axis humanity's fighting is good versus evil. But the main governmental and corporate forces on the other side are the Chi-Coms, the EU, Hollywood, the left, and Orthodox radical weaponized Islam. That's why they're all unified together, targeting the West, targeting Christians, targeting families, targeting children, and again, trying to make us give up, trying to make us be demoralized. But once you understand the attack profile, once you understand the overall system, then it all makes sense. But understand, I didn't dream all this up. People keep asking, why is everything this guy says keeps coming true? Why do they want him off air? Why are they so scared? I'm going to explain this again. This is all in mainline history books until the 50s. Now, it's PhD level stuff, but when I was a kid, my dad gave me all sorts of books about how all this worked. I remember my dad having a Zbigniew Brzezinski book. I think it was the Technotronic Era. And when I was like 5 years old, he's saying, it's just incredible, son. Zbigniew Brzezinski is the national security advisor to the president. And he's admitting that the government runs the drugs and the government runs the child porn and the government runs it all to control criminal groups in the name of controlling crime. But in truth, they actually run the whole thing. He told me about secret societies, compartmentalization. And again, my dad had history books about this. And then he had books about the French Revolution. And he had books about the occult and black magic that are like the real ones, not the ones they sell at the bookstore. And this is stuff that all these professors and everybody knows. And my dad, they directly tried to recruit him in college because he was top of his class. A lot of people just skip right direct to the end of this thing and say no. And my dad chose not to be part of this crap. But I'm here to tell you, folks, this is the real world. And so I was a teenager, I was rolling my eyes at this stuff that I already learned when I was a kid until I found out it was all true. And then I had retired generals and FBI agents telling me all the exact same stuff that my dad had told me. So folks, there's no longer any denial. There's devil worshippers, Satanists, pedophiles all over the place in high places. They are mainlining this in the culture and the society right now. And you wonder why the Democrats are so vicious and so hateful and so evil. It's because they work for people that are trying to break our will. That's why, in closing, if you don't financially support us, you're not supporting yourself. You are insane. If you don't spread the word about our local stations and how people can tune in, you're insane. I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying, folks, this is do or die. And we've proven we're dead on. We've proven we know what we're talking about. We got store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 50-60% off right now. We need to sell a lot of product to fund our operation. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. 50% off storable food, huge discounts on water filtration, all of it. take control of your life now. Stand against the globalists. Stand against their attempt to overthrow civilization and reality, because it's the only way these Satanists can win. Now, you've heard this key transmission. Back to Owen Schroyer and the ATX. Please stay with us.
Big breaking news with Bob Barnes and myself on the other side of this short break.
Alex,
yes.
I got a plug for the Patriot points I get.
Oh, thanks.
I got $180 so far this year, and I feel like I'm stealing from you. I buy so much in the store because, I mean, I don't want to give that money to Walmart. I don't want to give that money to people who are going to donate it to causes I don't believe in, so I'd rather give that money to you. And I'm getting quality products. The products that I do receive have changed my life. I mean, the X2 has really done a lot for me. I've lost weight. My brain works a whole lot better. And my kids, they use the toothpaste. My son used to get these little sore throats, and he puts X2 in water and drinks it, and it gets rid of his sore throat. Well, sir, let me break this down for you.
I want high-quality stuff in there. I want a good price. But I've kind of habituated everybody to where everybody buys when it's 50% off. I'm making $2 on the toothpaste 50% off. And so it's the same thing like the fish oil or the turmeric or the bone broth. Thank you so much for the plugs. But listen, when people get the Patriot points, a lot of times it makes things a lot sleeker, because if you're already getting 10% off because you're on auto ship, and then we're doing 50% off, and then you do something like that where you have Patriot points, we lose money. But that's okay. Thanks for the support.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Bob Barnes joins me here on The Alex Jones Show. And, you know, I got to say, Bob, before we get into the big exclusive that you're about to break here on The Alex Jones Show, and then in the next segment, I'm going to break an exclusive with you. It's all big breaking news. But, Bob, I got to say, we're 4 for 4 on our Democrat political debate coverage and our basic odds making of who's going to win, who's going to get the Google search, who's going to get the Drudge poll. And so I just got to say, Bob, in fact, kind of one way I gauge things is how much response am I getting organically from friends and family. People are reaching out saying you and Bob Barnes have the best political debate coverage, bar none, that they've ever seen. So tip of the cap to you, tip of the cap to the crew here, tip of the cap to everybody out there that supports us, because if it wasn't for you out there supporting us, going to InfoWarsStore.com, hitting the donate tab, buying all the great supplements, taking advantage of all the great specials that we have right now, 50 to 60% off store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com, we wouldn't be able to have Bob Barnes on here breaking exclusive news. We wouldn't be able to do the extended broadcast covering the two rounds so far of Democrat clown show debates, laughing and frolicking through the clown world as we break it down. So we thank you for you going to InfoWarsStore.com, buying the toothpaste, buying the shampoo, buying the supplements, buying the hats, buying the t-shirts. Your prayers are always important. We thank you for that. And right now, I think we still have the money bomb going. I'm not sure if we've reached it, but you can always go to the InfoWars store donate tab and just donate directly to us. And so we cannot thank you enough. InfoWarsStore.com is how we make everything we do here possible. You're our sponsors. We don't get $20 million breaks like CNN does, paid for by big pharma, big insurance, all these people. We get paid by you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. We cannot thank you enough. So, this is big. Now, sometimes we have to go back in time and make stories relevant again, because they never really go away. And one of those examples is what happened to the Covington Catholic boys, where they send, who now Nathan Phillips is totally exposed as a punk. And we're being polite here. This guy is a punk. And so there have been some other suits out there, but there's been some people trying to attribute some suits to Robert Barnes here, not his suits. But he does have breaking news exclusively right now in regards to lawsuits being filed against the fake news for coming after the Covington Catholic boys. So, Bob Barnes, take it over. What is the latest?
So, yesterday afternoon, we filed suit on behalf of 8 Covington families. There's likely going to be 4 more who are going to be added. So, ultimately, it's likely going to be an even dozen. 12 Covington kids who filed suit for defamation per se, libel, against a range of defendants, including 10 prominent high-profile social media personalities, people that are prominent in the press, prominent politicians. So the people that were sued yesterday include Kathy Griffin, include Senator Elizabeth Warren, include Congresswoman Deb Haaland, include Matthew Dowd, include Anna Navarro, and include a range of others. So they're going to be receiving those suits in the coming weeks. But those suits were formally filed in state court in Covington, Kentucky yesterday. Those suits are moving forward. Those claims are strong claims. We believe they will survive motions to dismiss, and that ultimately each of those defendants, if they don't confess, if they don't reach some form of contrition, if they don't retract, correct, and apologize for what they did, they're going to face a Kentucky jury to determine what the amount of damages should be for their actions. And all the family members are not seeking a lawsuit as a lottery ticket. They're solely seeking it for recovery, to remediate from the harm, and to deter other people from doing the same thing. So each of the plaintiffs, each of the Covington kids, is only seeking the cost of a four-year tuition at the University of Kentucky. That's less than $50,000. Now, in aggregate, between all of the claims of all the plaintiffs and all the defendants, it's in multiple millions of dollars, the potential liability that these individuals face for what they did collectively and aggregately. But what they're seeking is something reasonable, something necessary. And as part of the case, we're launching a something that there'll be more news about on InfoWars in the coming weeks, as we'll get into more detail. But Free America Law Center, is freeamericalawcenter.com, is a subscription-driven, membership-driven organization that is supporting the Covington kids. It's also going to be supporting other cases that are going to be high-profile cases in the news to help democratize and equalize access to the law for ordinary people in cases of defamation, in cases of deplatforming, in cases of deep state whistleblowing, because right now the legal system doesn't serve those people, particularly if you're not on the political left. We need a counterpart to the Southern Poverty Law Center. We need an ACLU that's for everyone, not just ideological causes on the left. And that's the goal of Free America Law Center. And the goal is for it to be membership-driven and subscription-driven so that ordinary people can fuel it and empower it in the same way that ordinary people keep InfoWars alive by supporting it, by going to the site, by going to InfoWars store, by buying products that they're already going to buy, that they like, they're just placing in their kitchen cabinet with something that's directly sold to them that has a higher degree of quality, that has a higher degree of reliability, that has a higher degree of authenticity, because it's been personally and individually vetted as something Alex Jones uses himself. They keep the independent free press alive, and InfoWars is the biggest scale, biggest scope of the independent free press in the world. And so we're mirroring that with the Free America Law Center. The goal is something that ordinary people can have access to the legal system, because what all of these big media personalities were depending upon, what Senator Elizabeth Warren was depending upon, Congresswoman Haaland was depending upon, what Kathy Griffin was relying upon, what former CNN contributor Reza Aslan, who called these spaces so punchable, was depending upon, was that most ordinary people cannot afford a lawyer to bring a long, extensive, difficult suit, an underdog case. That's why I stepped up and said I would do all the legal work for free. And the Free America Law Center is going to cover all the court costs, service fees, expert witness fees, all of that jazz. So ordinary people across the country can help make this suit a reality and keep it alive, but also support cases like it. But this is the beginning of something that's going to revolutionize the legal system in the United States by making it accessible to ordinary, everyday people so that the big tech and big media and big government rogue agents cannot suppress speech, cannot censor speech, cannot stop speech, cannot use the superior size of their platforms and their political and perceived prestige to lie and libel people like they did the Covington kid. We need real remedy that's going to be enforceable, real remedy that's going to be impactful, real remedy that will be a deterrent to future people from doing this, and that's why this suit was filed. These families are not seeking a big payday. They're not seeking a glamorous occasion. They've tried to seek less notoriety and less publicity, not more. But the reason why they brought suit is because each of these people were afforded a 48-hour notice all the way back in February that we talked about right here on InfoWars back in February that said all of them, if they will retract or correct or do some sort of action of deletion or apology, they won't be sued. Yet months later, they refuse to retract, refuse to correct, refuse to delete, refuse to apologize. And this includes Maggie Haberman. So Maggie Haberman, the lead political reporter for the New York Times, was sued today in Covington, Kentucky, and the reason she was sued is because she lied and libeled about these kids, effectively called for their expulsion, kids she never met based on an incident she never witnessed. Kathy Griffin, as we were just looking at on the screen, publicly called for these kids to be doxxed, for them to be named and shamed. And after that, they were doxxed. They were subject to personal threats on their phones, personal threats in their homes, personal threats on the school, personal threats they receive in the mail, personal receipts. I mean, look at that. She's talking about name them. And she explains why. She says she wants to shame them, and she wants to dox them, and she wants to hurt them. Here it is. Why is that tweet still up there today? Well, because it's still up there today, Kathy Griffin got sued today. And she got sued by 8 Covington families, and there's going to be more Covington families joining the suit because they're sick and tired of these kind of lies and libels by people who use their social media celebrity, their public profile, their public platform to try to destroy a bunch of kids they didn't know based on an incident they never saw. And so it's time for a real remedy. It's time for enforceable remedy. It's time for applicable remedy. And that's why the lawsuit's it was filed. The lawsuits are going to move forward. People can read about it at freeamericalawcenter.com. They can look at it, read about it at Infowars.com. They can help support by the support they provide. Infowars is the support that allows cases like this to be moving forward, because this case was fairly, fully, and clearly and cleanly covered by Infowars in a way it wasn't by the establishment press. So real reform is coming, real change is coming, and we'll talk about another big legal matter right after when we get back from the break that involves Owen personally that's going to help change the law in America.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100. Or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of MyPillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Big news I want to break that Bob was just teasing last segment, but I want to let's postpone that another segment, Robert. Let's postpone that news for another segment because I want to focus on this lawsuit that you have right now. And I also kind of want to bring a little personal touch to it from myself because I grew up, I was raised Catholic, and I went to a Catholic grade school, and then I went to a Christian high school, Christian Brothers in St. Louis. And I'm very proud of that upbringing. I'm very proud of the values that I was raised with, the values that were instilled upon me by these Christian and Catholic institutions, but specifically the high school one. And the reason why I'm bringing this up, Bob, is because I went to the pro-life march with my high school 3 out of my 4 years in high school. And you know me. I'm a bit of a rebel rouser. And so I got into it a couple times with protesters out there. And me and a couple of friends of mine even made front page news. I forget all the different, but there's an epic photo of us facing down with some of the leftist, you know, abort your baby protesters out there. It was front page news on a couple stories. But I remember, and this was a different, I mean, this was back in like, you know, 2006, 2007, 2008. So totally different world. You know, you're not a bigot just for smiling at a guy in a hat like you are now. But there were some attacks. There were people that were found out where we went to school and wanted to make a thing out of this. But I remember because, like I said, they instilled good values upon us, good behavior and discipline upon us. We never did anything inappropriate. We never cursed. We never did anything. And so the school was always like, no, we're proud of our boys. They have the right to free speech. They're up there standing for life. And so when I see what happened to these Covington Catholic kids, where, because here's the thing, I see what they're doing, laughing, smiling, they start cheering. Like, I relate to that. I'm like, man, that's what I would have done. This guy's in my face banging on a bongo drum, like trying to make me upset. Yeah, I'm going to sit here and I'm just going to laugh and smile and we're all going to have fun. But to see what the media did, it's so scary, honestly. Is it not just scary to see what these degenerates in the media will do and just talk about how important it is for this lawsuit, for conservatives to have legal groups like the left does to fund lawsuits like this, because we can't have these bullies in the media targeting children, targeting high school students for who knows what. I mean, doxing, terrorism. I mean, that's what they're doing. So talk about the importance of these lawsuits and letting the media know you're not going to be attacking children, smearing children, engaging in really just hate against people for their political views. I mean, talk about how important it is, this lawsuit coming through, that the media knows you're not going to get away with these lies and these slanders anymore.
Exactly. I mean, imagine these are kids who came from a small town. Covington's a very small town in Kentucky, northern Kentucky. Likely have never been to a big city before. Most of them definitely not have never been to Washington, D.C. before. Their first trip to the nation's capital, to the beauty and the majestic nature of the architecture of our capital, the center of power, the center of history, things like the Washington Monument, the Lincoln Memorial, the Capitol, the National Gallery of Art, the Smithsonian, all of these extraordinary institutions that we respect and revere in America, where our history was built, where the history of the freedom of for the rest of the world really was founded and established. And they first get to come to this trip, and they're doing it so with other classmates, with colleagues, with kids from all across the country. And they're doing it solely for the purpose to march for the most vulnerable life in the world. The March for Life, the most unprotected life in the world, is what the March for Life is about. They do the whole protest, but they go through the March for Life. They have people yelling things at them on the side, no problems. They go through it. They end up at the Lincoln Memorial, where they're waiting for their bus to take them home. And they're just hanging out together, and all of a sudden they're subject to this onslaught of vitriol by the Black Hebrew Israelites and a few other folks that were there, calling them incest babies, calling them future school shooters, attacking anyone who might be gay in their group, attacking anyone who might be African-American in their group. They try to defend themselves, and they realize there's nothing they can do with this crazy group called the Black Hebrew Israelites that is notorious for being sort of trolls on steroids and the way they approach people. And so instead they start doing their own chants and their own cheers internally. They do what we would want our kid to do if our kid was in that position. And they do their own cheers, and part of their cheers is the haka dance, which is a Native American tradition. It's actually a New Zealand Native tradition of the Hauori tribe. And so they do that as part of, which is a very popular tradition in sports to do. It's respectful. It recognizes it. It's empowering. And then right at the end of that, all of a sudden, Native American comes up, and he's drumming, and there's people. And it seems like he's joining in, that he's participating, that he's having fun. That's what all the kids around are like, wow, this is just crazy fun. This is just glee. These other people are joining in. They seem to like it. They start to realize something's a little weird and unusual, but they just go along with it, think everything's cool, that there's no problems. There are no complaints to them at the time. They get in their school bus to go back home, and by the time they reach home, they have been subject to a social media lynch mob. And that lynch mob was led by people like Senator Elizabeth Warren, led by the New York Times political reporter Maggie Haberman, led by prominent celebrities in the social media space like Kathy Griffin, led by former CNN contributor Reza Aslan, led by current CNN contributor Anna Navarro, led by current ABC contributor Matthew Dowd. And many of these people purport to be conservative, proclaim to be Republican, and here proclaim to be Catholic. And here they are attacking these kids, attacking their families, attacking their parents, calling them to be named and shamed, calling for them to be doxxed and expelled, calling for them to not have college admissions, and even suggesting and inciting physical violence against them, with Reza Aslan putting the face up and saying, isn't this the most punchable face? And what does it lead to? It led to Hollywood directors showing these kids being pushed through shredders and their physical bodies being torn apart, physical violence being threatened against them. As soon as they return home, within days, their school is being subject to arson threats. Their homes are being subject to arson threats. They're being subject to threats that they're going to be beat up if they go out in public, that they're going to be exposed and attacked and defamed and destroyed in ways that they will never recover their reputations ever again, that their college admissions are in jeopardy, their school admission is in jeopardy at the Covington Catholic High School. Their entire future is at stake, that people want to put a scarlet letter on them that calls them names that have nothing to do with who they are or what they're about. And so what we did is the families retained me. I went out and told people I would represent these families for free. I would give them my own free legal services because what's happening here is horrendous and outrageous. And so I went out on a wide range of media places, including InfoWars, and went on to Twitter and other social media and told these people that they had 48 hours to correct, 48 hours to retract, 48 hours to delete, 48 hours to apologize. And many of the big institutional media ultimately did. But the people that were sued refused to this very day. How can you have the lead news reporter, political reporter for the New York Times, continue to lie and libel these kids and implicitly call for their expulsion? Kathy Griffin continued to call for their doxing. Reza Aslan continued to call for their physical assault, implicitly by his nature of violent incitement and the kind of Twitter post he has posted. So these kids had to take remedial action, because if they can come after kids, minors, people they've never met, based on an incident they never witnessed, knowing they're just kids and minors who are private citizens, imagine what they will do to anyone else. That was the message. The message is they could shut up anybody, anywhere, any place,
anytime. Exactly. And here's the message, and we're going to break this news on the other side. We've got more breaking exclusive news. We'll get into the other side. But here's the message. Trump supporters need to stand up, file police reports, sue people. It's time for us to demand justice.
Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones. That's where the next adventure against tyranny begins. That's where I'm going to be posting exclusive content 7 days a week in the fight for human freedom worldwide. That's where people that are at the third tier will get a free special edition t-shirt and more. Subscribe Star, Alex Jones. Search it today. It's a super hot site. It's pro-freedom. It's pro-free speech. It's exploding right now. We're very excited to be involved at Subscribe Star. So be sure and join me at subscribestar.com/Alex Jones for the next level of the human revolution against tyranny. When you subscribe today, you will see information. You will see videos. You will see articles. You will see documents you won't see anywhere else at subscribestar.com/Alex Jones. So subscribe today for exclusive content nowhere else on the World Wide Web. Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So Bob Barnes, representing Covington Catholic students, suing Kathy Griffin and others for their lies and verbal attacks against the innocent boys, and just all the trouble that came to those boys because of it. It's key because it's all about going for justice and really demanding justice. Because here's the thing, we as conservatives, as Trump supporters, as patriots, as Americans, as independent people, as sovereign citizens, we don't really demand justice from our government because to us, justice is just our own justice. We're independent. We don't even want the government to get involved. But we have to understand that we have to turn the engine on that mindset and start demanding justice. When you get assaulted in the street for wearing a Trump hat, you need to file a police report. You have to do it. It doesn't matter how inconsequential or petty it seems. You have to do it. We have to demand justice. This is the only way we're going to stop all the political violence, all the fake news lies, and highlight it. So you just got the exclusive from Bob Barnes on the Covington Catholic lawsuit. But I am now breaking an exclusive. And it's not been fun dealing with this, quite frankly, but it is done, and there is a huge relief, and people have been asking, so I now have the answer. The story is at InfoWars.com. Woman's March protester found guilty of sex abuse against InfoWars reporter. So, folks, you may remember from the Women's March, the young woman that came up, grabbed my genitals, mocked me, laughed about it, and admitted she sexually assaulted me on camera. It was all on HD film. I've been dealing with the litigation, and we have a verdict, and she has been found guilty. Now, it was such a relief because I've been assaulted so many times for my political speech, and I've never got any justice ever. And so this really was a big relief to me, and, you know, it's sad. Government workers get such a bad rep because there's obviously a bunch of bad eggs and lazy people, and just the nature of government work is just like, ugh. But I want to thank the people that helped get this verdict. I want to thank the attorneys. I want to thank the detective. And it really was such relief because these were great people that helped this. And it was never political for them. It was just about justice. And so justice was served here. Again, the story is at InfoWars.com. Please share it. We need to celebrate this. We need to use this as an example for other Trump supporters. Again, when you get assaulted, when you get hit, when you get your hat ripped off, file a police report, man. You have to go through this. Otherwise, it's never going to stop. You have to demand justice. And so I just tweeted it out as well. Share that tweet. That's the last place I'm allowed to exist. In fact, now promo videos I do are getting banned across the board. We'll talk about that later. But Robert Barnes, do you agree that it's time for conservatives, for Trump supporters, for Americans to stand up and demand justice and demand justice, not worry about how inconsequential it seems at the time? This is what has to be done. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, for a long time, the left has effectively weaponized the law and used its disproportionate access to the law to make real and meaningful change that benefits the political causes and ideals of the left. And this stems whether you're talking about the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, who only were able to achieve civil rights by using their access to the legal system to do so. Or you're talking about the ACLU, which effectively used the legal system against the president repeatedly. So we should not continue to forfeit the entire legal system and all the remedies the legal system offers to the left. We can't allow them to dominate that and monopolize that. And so we need to take meaningful, we need to start using the legal remedies that the court system and judicial system and jury system and our constitutional system affords us, and we need to utilize them. We need to exercise our rights. That's why it's important to report any degree of violence, because these degrees of violence tend to escalate. The way to think of it is how Rudy Giuliani cleaned up New York City and took it from one of the most violent cities in the world to one of the least violent cities in the world. How that came about was because they recognized that if you took action the moment somebody broke the law, even if it seemed relatively minor, like graffiti in the subway or jumping, not paying the tokens and jumping the subway, little things like that, broken windows in a neighborhood. That's how the theory became known as the broken windows theory. But what it was is once you tolerated any degree of criminality, then what happened was the criminality didn't tend to de-escalate. It escalated. It got worse. People realize, oh, if I get away with this, I bet I can take it a step further and a step further and a step further. And that's how you get to the place where somebody like Andy Ngo, a small Asian American from Vietnam, his family were refugees from the communist regime of Vietnam, who's just a little reporter, goes to a place like Portland just to report on what's happening in Portland, And what happens to him? He is physically assaulted repeatedly right there on camera in the presence of the police, who do nothing at the time. That is only coming about because people hadn't been taking action before then, hadn't been taking action that preceded that point. And that's why the problems continue to accelerate. That's why the problems continue to go forward. And unless people take action, for example, why did Maggie Haberman think she could get away with lying and libeling these kids? Why did others think they could get away with it? Why did Kathy Griffin think she could get away with calling for doxing these kids? Why did all of this happen? It happened because in the past they've never been sued.
Well, and let's be clear, too, about this, because at a certain point, you know, you can understand, you know, the police officers, they don't want to do the paperwork. They don't want to go through the process. They don't want to deal with this immaturity anyway. But at a certain point, you have to realize, too, every time someone comes up and knocks your Trump hat off or spits at you for having it, every time you go and file a police report, that makes the police more inclined to do their job at the source so that they don't have to deal with the backlog and they don't have to deal with the paperwork or whatever. So instead of saying, okay, this guy just got his hat knocked off, I'm not going to do anything, and hopefully that's going to be that. No, now the police are going to know, okay, that person just got his hat knocked off. They're going to come at me. I'm going to have to do paperwork. I'm going to have to do a bunch of backlog. Or I can go arrest that individual right now.
Exactly. It's a use them or lose them when it comes to your rights. And because people haven't been using them, because they've taken a tolerant approach, hope that it would not accelerate, hope that it wouldn't get worse, they've been indirectly and unintentionally incentivizing it and encouraging it and facilitating it. And so, for example, so many people at the Trump rallies in 2015 were subject to all kinds of verbal abuse, then that accelerated into physical violence, but many of them didn't do anything about it. And because of that, it just got worse and worse and worse and worse, to where someone like Andy Ngo gets beat up on video while everybody watches it happen, and the police don't do anything about it, because they've been accustomed and conditioned to discarding it and disregarding it because the person who had been the victim in the past never followed through on. The number one thing police and prosecutors will act upon is someone they have confidence will follow through. That's what was critically important for you to follow through in your case. Not only that, it establishes a record of these other people. These people are then put in the system.
That's
and then
key.
When they look
yep.
in this,
yeah, yeah, no, 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 that's key. I'm sorry, just go on with that.
Exactly, because that way when the police look them up in the future, then they realize, oh, okay, this person has a history of doing this. They've done it repeatedly in the past. They've done it to this individual or this set of individuals. This fits a modus operandi. And the number one thing police operate off of is criminal arrest record or criminal police report record. And that's when they know how to filter and frame, because what they know is they know if this person has had a prior report, then that means they're a lot more likely to be worth their time to investigate, because they know that person is posing a unique threat of continuing the bad behavior and even accelerating and escalating the violence of the behavior unless the police take action. That's how they, like the cops are used to ignoring domestic violence calls for a long time because often the person wouldn't follow through. Once a person followed through, police would take it much more seriously, be much more proactive, and much more protective. Every American's got to start doing the same thing, because if they don't, that person may victimize somebody else far worse. So it's critical to take action, assert and exercise your rights. Use them or lose them when it comes to your First Amendment freedoms. And that is critical and essential of every Trump supporter in the country to start doing. And that's what Free America Law Center is all about. The reason why Free America Law Center started is to create a membership.
Okay, you know what? Let's pause it right there, because that's key. The left has all these different groups funded by billionaires. The victims of these whatever left want to cry about, they don't have to pay their for lawyers, folks. It's all paid for by billionaires. Conservatives don't have that. We need to create that to fight back against it. So we'll talk about the importance of that. And then I know the audience is going to want to know some of the details about how this went down. I've got some things I can share with you. It's pretty interesting.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. college kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer, Robert Barnes here with you. We broke two exclusive stories. One, Bob Barnes drops new lawsuits against those that slandered the Covington Catholic kids. The names include Kathy Griffin and former CNN reporters. That exclusive can be found at Infowars.com. In the last segment, we just broke the news. The woman that came up to me at the Women's March in D.C. and grabbed my genitals has been found guilty of sex abuse. And that story is also at Infowars.com. And so, well, first let's do this, Bob. Let me just kind of go through some of the details. Now, there's some things I can't share about what happened here, but there are some things I can share that I think the audience would find interesting, and probably yourself included. One, and I'm sure you've probably experienced similar things as a lawyer, the legal interest, if you will, in this case, as it was going down, and literally as I was being grilled by the defense for my witness testimony, there was a lot of interest, and the courtroom, let's just say, had some intrigued ears and minds and eyes volunteering to pop in and observe what was going on. And the other interesting thing is, I won't go into all the details, but, you know, the defense tried to pull a bunch of clips
to make me look bad and politicize the thing, which was crazy, honestly. I'm sitting there with the tape and everything. She admits it, and I'm sitting there, and the defense is trying to politicize this whole thing. And again, I won't get into some of the other details. I'm trying to say only the things that should be said here. But basically, the people that were watching in the audience and other people that, you know, maybe didn't know who I was or about InfoWars or stuff are hearing these things that I'm saying, seeing the clips that they're playing, and they're like wide-eyed, like, oh my gosh, like, what is this stuff? It's like, I mean, and it is shocking stuff. I mean, you know, getting sexually assaulted, and I admit I say some crazy things on air, but I have reasons, I have logic behind them. But so there's this whole weird thing of like, it's like still to people, like InfoWars is like not even in their purview. And when they see it, they're like, oh, my gosh, this world exists. Like, holy smokes. Like, this is, oh, my gosh, people actually say this stuff. And so there was that aspect of it. There was the aspect of it being politicized by the defense, which had me worried. But I'm glad this is the verdict that was reached. But here's the problem, Bob. And I think that you're highlighting this with this new legal group. The left has the ACLU. The left has all these big funded groups, and I can't even think of all the names. I mean, there's multiple legal groups they have. And so, oh, you're guilty, or oh, you're a victim of this, and you're a liberal progressive, they rush and they get you an attorney there, paid for. The conservative movement doesn't have that. So all these conservatives that are getting assaulted and everything, unless it becomes a big case, like the Covington Catholic deal, you just don't hear about it. So tell me, though, what is your game plan here with this new legal group to kind of group fund, crowdfund a source for conservatives, Trump supporters, patriots. They're a victim of whatever hate crime, whether their hat gets ripped off, assaulted, denied service, whatever the case may be, an option for them to go to now. Luckily, my whole thing was caught on case and I could file a police report. So I had, prosecuting attorneys. But sometimes it doesn't work like that. And you need a legal team. And now there's a source for people that are conservatives, Trump supporters, and victims of what I think are political hate crimes.
Oh, exactly. I mean, the whole point of Free America Law Center, freeamericalawcenter.com is the website where people can read and read about other cases. They can read about, they can see videos, they get other information, and they can see what they want to do with it, whether they want to join. It's basically going to be up to them. It's going to be up to the audience. It's going to be up to the public to decide what kind of suits get brought and whether we can form a legal organization that can counterbalance what the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ACLU and everyone has done for the left. We need something that protects all Americans, protects patriots, particularly against defamation, particularly against deplatforming, particularly again for deep state whistleblowers who expose corruption in government. Because of our legal system, there's no effective means for lawyers to be affordable for most people when they are the victims of those things. In an automobile accident or medical malpractice, there's contingency lawyers, but there really are no contingency lawyers in the deplatforming, defamation, deep state whistleblowing role. And so there needed to be an organization, and the goal was not to have the organization dominated by just a few rich donors, not have it run by a secret agenda of a couple of millionaires or governments or corporations or foreign corporations, not to have it be a public government-controlled, IRS-regulated charity that could determine and deny certain benefits so that they can litigate what needs to be litigated. It's a limited liability company. It's member-driven. It's a monthly subscription. The monthly subscription amount is $17.76 a month. And the reason for that is to have something that's affordable and that's accessible so that we can make the legal system affordable and accessible for ordinary people of all political stripes so that they won't be subject to discrimination. They won't be subject to discriminatory defamation, discriminatory deplatforming, discriminatory deep state whistleblower being attacked by the system. There'll be some remedy out there, some place they can go to the legal system. And this includes using the Freedom of Information Act. This includes using the Privacy Act. This includes moving to intervene in cases, as took place in the Epstein case, and helped lead to Epstein being put on the public profile for future prosecution. We can help facilitate that, moving to intervene in other cases to promote certain policies that are not being promoted in the legal system because there's no voice for so many Americans.
Well, that's exactly it. And let's explain the greater philosophy here, too, because, I mean, folks, look, I had to deal with a bunch of lawsuits. Bob Barnes is well aware of this.
And so, we understand, you know, legal help is not cheap. Good legal help especially is expensive. And, you know, I mean, I understand that. I've seen this. I've had to deal with it. And so we could sit here and we do. It's like, hey, look, we need funding. We're getting sued all day long. New lawsuits are trying to be filed against us all day long. I mean, hell, folks, they tried to plant child porn on Alex Jones and blame him for that. I mean, you can only imagine the stuff that goes down here. You really just see the tip of the iceberg. But my point is, like, so yeah, we are so grateful to the InfoWars audience for going to InfoWarsStore.com, supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com, so that when these lawsuits come in, we can have a legal team ready to deal with it, so that I don't have to sit here and get bogged down and not be able to do my job. But I understand most people don't have that luxury. So that's why this is so key. And so we understand the philosophy here is a rising tide raises all ships. The InfoWars audience has lifted us to this point. We want to go higher. We want to keep raising that tide. And part of that is this new legal group that we want to promote. Part of that is promoting other groups, so that let's say that they destroy the ship of InfoWars. Well, the tide is still up here now. So if you launch another ship, you're already up here, and there's other ships at that sea level battling. And so that's why we're promoting this stuff. That's why your support at InfoWarsStore.com is always key. And that's why we bring up other groups to say, hey, look, this is how we're fighting. This is how it's a tide raising all ships. But before we break another news story coming up in the next hour, let's get your just legal take on my case with the lady that came up and grabbed my genitals, bragged about it, found guilty of sexual abuse. I mean, seeing that, and I mean, look, the verdict was great. You can probably go through the legal analysis in your head about how we ended up with these charges in here instead of going after some other things with the verdict of guilty being the main goal here. But, I mean, just analyze this from a legal perspective about where we're at right now in society and what people have to do to get justice.
It shows the importance and relevance of it. I mean, it takes time out of your life. You're subject to cross-examination. You're subject to having your life cross-examined, your life investigated into. And this is part of the reason why a lot of people don't bring action, why they don't seek out police.
Bob, I'm telling you, the defense was relentless on me. A lesser man would have cracked. And my, you know, the people that were on my team were like, wow, like, you know, that was brutal. We're glad. And I'm like, look, I have people coming up and spitting on me, threatening my life, doxing me. This is like the least of my concerns. But, yeah, it's brutal, man.
Oh, absolutely. And they do that because it works. So, for example, you look at all these Antifa activities, and you look at these other attacks on people, and the defamation campaign. Like, they've been trying to deplatform Alex Jones at InfoWars so that they can defame him with immunity and impunity because he's not able to defend himself in the court of public opinion because he's been deplatformed. And so these things work together. Big tech and big media are colluding with each other to be able to control the thought process of ordinary people, to control what people see, to control what people think, to control what people say, and we need to fight that. And we can. We do have constitutional legal remedies to protect ordinary people and all Americans against this onslaught. And the point of Free America Law Center is to be able to be an organization that we can join, that we can subscribe to make sure that it outlasts me, it keeps going no matter, it's beyond me, it's outside me, and it supports independence and freedom and patriotism of all Americans so that free speech can remain free, free press can remain free, Americans can maintain their liberty. Because unless we have to reinstate, you know, the answer to 1984 is 1776. That's what the Free American Law Center about. I think that's what Alex Jones and InfoWars is about. And we got to restore 1776 now, today, here. And that's what the coverage of the case is all about. That's what Free American Law Center.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.